Asia.
Banyan. Tea leaves of Parliament's past. What Narendra Modi's third term may look like.
Is Modi still the PM? Read a text received by Banyan one recent afternoon. I'm getting Modi withdrawal, admitted the sender. It is usually difficult to notice the absence of something, but not Narendra Modi, who has dominated India's newspapers, screens and imagination for the past decade. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, has built an impressive personality cult around its leader, ensuring Indians never forget their prime minister. But ever since shock electoral results in June, when the BJP lost its majority and was forced to form a coalition, the party seems to have concluded that Indians have had too much of a good thing. The volume of advertisements and ribbon cuttings has diminished. When the BJP unexpectedly won elections in the state of Haryana last month, it was not thanks to Mr. Modi's star power, usually the headline act of every campaign. He was deployed sparingly. For a quarter of a century until Mr. Modi's rise in 2014, no party won a majority in Parliament. The BJP's two terms of outright control were an exception. Now the country's fractious politics resembles business as usual. What does history suggest about the next 5 years? Three governments between 1989 and 2014 have been especially consequential. The first was led by P.V. Narasimha Rao in the early 1990s. That was when India opened up its sclerotic economy and freed private enterprise from the shackles of the state, spurring high growth that continues today. India badly needs another big bang of reforms, especially on land, labour and agricultural policy. Mr. Modi's coalition could implement them. Rao led a minority government. But breaths should not be held. The BJP's boosters have preemptively been making excuses, arguing that coalitions are not conducive to reform. The government of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, a BJP prime minister from 1998 to 2004, boosted India's infrastructure ambitions. Vajpayee made India a declared nuclear power, kick-started the large-scale building of motorways, launched India's first moon mission, and brought private investment to telecoms. To the extent his achievements are instructive, the lessons have already been learned. Mr. Modi, too, has made tech and infrastructure his calling card, turbocharging road building and associating himself with the space programme. Data rates have plunged to some of the world's cheapest. Vajpayee was followed by Manmohan Singh, who led an unwieldy coalition that nonetheless passed major legislation creating, among other things, a rural jobs scheme, a Right to Information Act, and ADA, a digital identity system. He staked his leadership on a civil nuclear deal with America, which led to closer ties between the two countries. That suggests a model for Mr. Modi's third term. The Prime Minister has strongly backed ADA. He has expanded welfare, including most recently with universal health insurance for anyone aged 70 or above. He has deepened ties with America, yet the differences are stark as well. Mr. Modi is no fan of transparency. His government has turned welfare into a campaign tool, and geopolitical trust building has lately suffered a setback. India stands accused of attempting to assassinate an American citizen on American soil. Mr. Singh, in 2004, was a new leader who enjoyed the goodwill of the electorate, but in his second term, his government was plagued by allegations of corruption. The middle class turned on it with fury. Its last 5 years, though not without achievements, are remembered as a time of rancour and drift. The risk for the BJP, which after a decade in power can no longer blame India's troubles on other parties, is that its third term will echo Mr. Singh's second. The danger signs are flashing. Since June, the BJP has been subject to constant criticism about everything from leaked exam papers to collapsing bridges. An unbending government has been forced into humiliating reversals, including on changes to capital gains tax rates and on a media bill that would have put YouTubers out of business. These are all subjects that animate the middle class, which today is much bigger but not much happier. Elite opinion and even pro-BJP media reflect its concerns. Well-paid jobs are scarce. Urban consumption growth is flagging. Cost of living rises feel more concrete to voters than strong but abstract headline numbers. The mood is dour, with no sign of growth-boosting reforms. Little wonder Mr. Modi is keeping a low profile.